Hi, my name is Heidi. You are listening to Radio Up at www.radio-up.org.
Hi, I'm Vivian, a member of Up House. Today I'm with Lena. Hi, Lena.
Hi, Vivian.
Would you like to talk about your mental health?
Yes, I can give a brief description about it. I only discovered for a fact at the age of 26 that I had bipolar disorder. But looking back myself and thinking about the way I was before I was diagnosed, I realized that, right, those were the signs. Because I went through some episodes during my teenager, well, as of 18, I would say, where I would get really excitable and very happy beyond description kind of thing, and laughing at whatever. But then I would fall into a downer, which, you know, the first one, I was sick for 6 months, and I didn't get hospitalized or anything, but because nobody really knew what it was that was bothering me or was affecting me. So I ended up going to a doctor and a psychiatrist following that, and we discovered at the age of 26 that I was bipolar. So I had to deal and absorb that information, which, you know, took a bit of time.
Yes. Thank you. And how did you cope with it?
Well, I guess I coped with it in a way that maybe wasn't exactly the right way, but I, when I went through my episodes where I was really happy and up and so on and so forth, I really tried to understand why I was being that way so much and then go down really low. But I finally, the help that I got in terms of medication and also a psychologist as part of my team, if you will, besides the psychiatrist, were very helpful. And I also attended a program at the Montreal General called Transitional Day Program. So you transition from hospital to your home. And that was extremely helpful. And I have to say, though, I was hospitalized 8 times in my year, years up until now.
Thank you so much for all of that sharing. And what's Up House's role in your journey of recovery?
Well, Up House, I discovered Up House when I was, let's say in my 30s, and I just happened to read a very small article in a newspaper talking about Up House and what it offered and so on and so forth. And I remember being at the kitchen table and saying, oh my God, this is for me, you know. And so I immediately called Up House and spoke to Ruth, I believe, and we talked a bit about how the program works and so on and so forth. So I was invited to come for an interview, not an interview, a guided tour, and so which I did. And after the tour, I basically made up my mind that, yeah, this was for me, and I joined up because I knew that it would be helpful.
Great. And what are your plans for the future? Do you have any plans or dreams for the future?
Well, for the future, I feel that I really want to keep a handle on my bipolarism, if you will, and keep relating to other people, because I find that in my case, people interaction is very helpful. And that's why Up House was such a godsend for me, because I came to a place where people were friendly, nobody judged anybody, and it was wonderful. It was wonderful.
Well, thank you so much for sharing everything about your journey with us at Up House and beyond. I really enjoyed talking with you today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, my name is Karen. You are listening to Radio Up at www.radio-up.org. Thank you for listening.